There are our central events and central images in our Christian faith. One of them is baptism. Certainly so extremely important, and we understand how important it is, and we give it great respect. And there's another one that I think is equal to in importance, baptism. It's the Lord's Supper. It's more important than sermon. It's more important than singing. It's more important than any of those things that we do, although they're important. And I think if this was several years ago, I was worshiping in a Lutheran church, and I'd never been in a Lutheran church before, and I walked in, and the first thing that greeted me was the baptismal font was near the entrance. It wasn't up front. It was near the entrance. And there was this lesson being taught. And that lesson was that the way into Christ proceeds through baptism. I thought it was a powerful, powerful message. And if I could change anything about this, I would place it right in the middle of what we do. It's so important. And so I wanted to talk to you, and I want to talk to our children too, because this is really important for you guys to get this. So listen up. Jesus, when he was about to be crucified, it's just hours away. He has this meal with his disciples. And he says to them, take this. This is my body. And drink this. This is my blood. Now, there's debates about what Jesus meant by that. Some people think he meant that literally. And so when you take the bread, you're literally, something happens to it and it literally becomes Jesus' body. I have my doubts about that. Although I love the respect and the reverence that is given to that. I just think that is wonderful. I like to think that Jesus wants a transformation to occur here. He wants me, when I drink the cup or eat the bread, to be transformed in the way that I regard it, in the way that I think about it, in the way that I treat it. I've been thinking about this for a week, and I was trying to think about ways to help sort of wrap our heads around this. A few years ago, Bev and I were in Prague, Czechoslovakia, or Czech Republic. And we were strolling around in one of the plazas, and there was this large church. I can't remember if it was Catholic or Lutheran or whatever it was. And out in front on the steps were these Czech ladies that were selling their wares. And one of them was selling these beautiful lace tablecloths. They weren't large, cover the whole table, but they were squares that you would put in the center of the table. Beautiful, white, lacy table coverings. And Bev fell in love with one of them and talked to the lady and purchased it. And so now, every once in a while, we bring out that lace tablecloth. It's really special to us. It occupies an important part in our life and our memory. Because every time we look at that lace tablecloth, we think of Prague, Czech Republic, and that lady selling those cloths. We have a case that has got some memories in it that we treasure. One of them, I've got a Navajo flute made for me by a Navajo friend named Eric. And whenever I go over there and pick that flute up, I see Eric all over it. All over it. And maybe one other. We've got some pieces of my mother's dishes. We bring those out every once in a while. And whenever we do, whenever we touch them, whenever we serve food in them, aromas of my mother come back. Don't you see? That's what Jesus left us here. He left us a Navajo flute so that whenever we pick it up, it's got images of him all over it. It's so rich with memory. So what does this mean for us? What does this mean for our children? Well, it means, I'd like to suggest two things. One is that when we eat this meal together, we are to think very hard about Jesus. Not about anything else, because this is Jesus. It's like my Navajo flute. I think about Eric. Or the Belgian lace tablecloth. We think about Prague. And in this case, I think about Jesus. And the second thing is, I really think that it's important for us to hold in a special place what this meal means. It's not a snack. It's not something that tastes good. It's a memory of my Lord. And what a precious memory it is. So now, whoever's coming now to help pass these out, Wyatt, are you and Mel doing that today? Let's all take of these elements, and then I'll lead us in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for this wonderful memory that you've left us. So we hold it in our hands and we think of you hanging on the cross for us, giving your life for us. And so help us to think about that now as we eat this bread. In Jesus' name, amen. And Lord, we see the significance of this. You pick red as the color to remind us of the blood of your Son. Help us to drink it in gratitude. Help us to drink it knowing the cost to you and to Jesus, through whom we pray and drink this. Amen.